Chapter 1, The Persian Empire. Today, a shell of its great past. There can never be peace between nations until it is first known that true peace is within the souls of men. Persian Proverb. We begin our journey by exploring the rise and fall of the Persian Empire, which at the time was the largest the world had seen, but today all that's left is what we call Iran, hardly the empire it once was when formed in 550 BCE by King Astyages of Media. Centered in what is modern-day Iran, Persia evolved from a series of imperial dynasties, not unlike many other empires. Cyrus the Great, who is mentioned by name or alluded to more than 30 times in the Bible, is regarded as the patron and deliverer of the Jewish people. He was the pagan monarch under whom the Babylonian captivity ended. According to Scripture, Cyrus was told by God to issue a decree to rebuild the Second Temple in Jerusalem and allow Jews who wished to return to their ancient land to do so. King Cyrus demonstrated his commitment to the project by sending back with the Jews the sacred vessels, which had been removed from the first temple, along with a large sum of money to pay for building materials. He was today's Home Depot in reverse. The initial religion of Persia was Zoroastrianism, one of the world's oldest religions, predating Islam. In 651 CE, Arabs conquered Persia and established an even larger Islamic caliphate. Subsequent rulers established the Shia branch of Islam as the dominant religion. Shia Islam endures today under the theocratic government in Tehran. It was imposed in a 1979 coup led by the Ayatollah Khomeini. The nation is now called the Islamic Republic of Iran. What I find fascinating about Persia is the number of concepts it practiced that are still reflected in modern cultures. Persia was basically a collection of nomads and thus did not have a central government, courts, a police force, or even laws. What kept them from falling into a type of anarchy was a code of honor that eventually morphed into a religion. The man behind this was named Zoroaster. He lived around 1000 BCE and introduced the concept of a singular god, the Creator, whom he identified as Ahura Mazda, bringer of Asha, light, order, truth, the law or logic by which the world was structured. Not everyone in Persia at the time practiced Zoroastrianism, but such was its influence that the entire culture was shaped by it and embraced its ethics. Imagine a faith so influential that even those who do not practice it are shaped by it. That once was the case in America, where what some refer to as a Judeo-Christian ethic prevailed, but no longer. What would it take for our faith to regain that kind of influence? A successor to Cyrus, by way of intrigue and murder, was Darius I. He, too, is mentioned in the Bible in the books of Ezra, Nehemiah, Daniel, Haggai, and Zechariah. Darius was a man of influence and consequence in the ancient world and in the biblical narrative regarding the history.